far as you know, were those things, did they buy those at the store, or could you make them at home?
They used to make them at home.
Really? Sometimes when I'm asking people about that question, they'll say something like coveralls. Is that the same thing as overalls?
I was thinking about that myself, and I would say that at one time they might not have been, but today, for all practical purposes, they are.
Mm-hmm. I see. Say this verb. If there were something in the room that you wanted, you might ask me to please me that.
Bring.
Mm-hmm. And the past of that would be yesterday I.
Brought.
Yeah, and I've.
Brought.
Or say this.
Bring, brought.
Yeah. What's that?
Brain brown.
Yeah. You ever find yourself saying that?
Not so much. I got so embarrassed when I was a child. I did it one time.
Really?
Wasn't that word. It was think.
Yeah. And
got in a hurry on this examination. Think, thank, thunk. Turn
it. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Sink, sank,
why not?
Right.
Or say, if you were trying on your clothes, and you might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly
fit.
Or say, if your old clothes were worn out, you'd have to buy yourself a, or say like something for dressing up in to go to church on Sunday. You'd say, you can't wear that, that's all worn out. You need to go buy yourself a new
wardrobe.
Or what would you refer to it? You know, coat, pants, vest, you say.
New suit.
Yeah. Or say, you know, sometimes little boys will pick up just about everything they see and stuff it in their pocket, and it's not long before the pockets begin to
bulge.
Or say if a man's wife accidentally put one of the shirts in water that was too hot for it, it'd probably do what?
Shrink.
And the past of that would be yesterday. It
shrank.
And it's
shrunk.
Or say if talking about dressing up and all that, if a woman is wearing something around her wrist, you'd probably call that a
bracelet.
And around her neck, it would be a
necklace.
Or the thing that she uses to carry all her stuff in, you know, mirrors and money and all that.
Be a purse.
Would you call the thing with the little metal clasp on it that she might use for her coins, would you call that anything different? Maybe smaller, you know, it's got a little clasp on it that kind of unhooks and you'd have.
My pocketbook?
Call that a pocketbook?
Yeah, if it was just used for money purposes, usually it's.
I see. Have you ever heard that called a change purse or a coin purse?
Yeah, coin purse.
Coin purse.
But that's usually if it was in a purse. If it was a small change purse inside a purse, it'd be called that. But if she was just carrying it, it would probably be called pocketbook. Because it would probably be larger,
right,
in that case.
Say these things that some men like to wear to hold up their pants. They go over their shoulders.
Suspenders?
Yeah. Ever heard people call that anything besides suspenders?
No. I haven't even seen that many of them.
Really? How about galluses?
No.
And on a day like today, it'd be a good idea to take one of these things with you.
Umbrella.
Is there anything, any other term or something like an umbrella that you're familiar with?